Good evening, brothers and sisters, to those who are here and those who are joining us via live stream. Today is Monday, the first day of the working week. And as I indicated at the start of this Mass, we have a spiritual treasure that we receive from Saint Arnold, that every Monday at the start of a working week, or any start of a good project, we run to the Holy Spirit and beg the Holy Spirit to bless the work that we do, protect us, and guide us. At the start of everything, we need the Holy Spirit, because it is the Holy Spirit that will sanctify, that will satisfy, that will fill in the things that we cannot do. And we are doing it now, what we call a devotion to the Holy Spirit. Even the other parts of the Bible, it says, one cannot say Jesus is Lord without the Holy Spirit. And so in the Gospel of today, the indicator, the reason why describes could not recognize the Holy Spirit in Jesus, and they claim that it is the spirit of Beelzebul, the evil spirit, that is at work in Jesus. It is an indicator that they are not inspired, guided by the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. May kaibigan po ako, mag-asawa. Every time na nag-aaway sila, pag natutulog yung lalaki, yung babae po, pre-pray overan yung lalaki. Pagkatapos, asking the Holy Spirit to come down. Sabi ng babae, kasi Father, lagi siyang sinasaniba ng hindi magandang espiritu. At one point, nagpa-pray over daw yung babae doon sa tulog na asawa, eh biglang nagising yung asawa niya. At yun, anong ginagawa mo sa akin? Nagpre-pray overan para mawala yung hindi magandang Espiritu Santo. At sabi ng asawa, dapat yung unang i-pray over mo, yung sarili mo. You know, oftentimes when we do not understand the other, we always tell ourselves na sinasaniban siya ng hindi magandang Espiritu. Without us even asking ourselves, are we open? Are we inspired by the Holy Spirit? So the first indicator of the Holy Spirit's work is openness. Openness. That is why a person who has sinned against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. A person who is closed-minded, a person who does not change, a person who is not open to God's grace, a person who does not invite the Holy Spirit to realize that I cannot do everything. And at the start of this working week, I need God's and His Spirit, that their redemption happens. I think that is perhaps one of the reasons why the sin of the Holy Spirit can never be forgiven. Because how can we be forgiven if first we do not recognize that we are sinners, and secondly, we do not recognize our need of God's mercy? The Holy Spirit will open up ourselves so that we will be sanctified by God. And this is the very life of Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit. This is the very life of Jesus in His preaching, in His healing the sick. The scribes failed to see the Spirit working in the other. And if we do not see the Holy Spirit working in the other, if we do not see the Holy Spirit working in the people we don't like, if we could not see the possibility that even in our enemy there are still good things in them, perhaps we need to sing once again and invoke the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Open my life. See me to see even the small little good things in my enemies, in the people I don't like. In the first reading of today, this is the redemption of the people Israel. In the midst of their being sinners, they have recognized their shepherd, David, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that is also the life of our saint today, Saint Vincent, deacon and martyr. In his service and in his witness, he allowed even his little resources to fill in so that the Holy Spirit may overflow in whatever little he had. And so he was given the gift of martyrdom. Sisters and brothers, do not underestimate the work of the Holy Spirit. The little things we do, the small resources we have, open up and watch how God can work through the small and limited we have. And we will be mesmerized. And at the end of this week, hopefully, we say, it's not all about us. It is the Spirit working in us. It is not me that hates, that loves my enemy. It is not me that forgives the other. It is the Spirit working in us. Amen.